Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Thursday afternoon. So much going on right about now. Goodness gracious, so much that is going on. And there's a lot of stuff sort of kind of happening in the background as well. We have the opportunity right now not only to deal with what I hope is the re-election of President Trump, but also his nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to sit on the Supreme Court. Frankly, that may be the most important thing that comes from President Trump's time in office. Whether that time in office is one term, which would be a terrible error, or two terms, which would be good. Amy Coney Barrett is in her 40s and would, God willing, sit on that court for decades and would give us an opportunity to really see a decent America. An America that understands history and looks towards the future and asks for God's blessings, we have a tremendous opportunity. Now, I will tell you, somebody who has been fighting the good fight in Congress for a long time, it's Congressman Andy Biggs, and I'm just always thrilled when he's able to make some time for us here in Virginia. And Congressman Biggs, thank you for being here.
Jeff, thanks for having me. Good to be with you.
It's wonderful to have you back, and I want to start, if you don't mind, with the Supreme Court and the president's nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. What's your initial gut check reaction?
I was thrilled when he nominated her. I had advocated. I placed my letter. I placed my call to the White House. I'd written op-eds about it, and I have a resolution going on the floor this week about the Democrats attacking her wrongfully. Look, she is qualified in every way, a top jurist, a great law professor, great lawyer, clerk for Antonin Scalia, number one in a law school class. So her credentials as a lawyer are impeccable, highly qualified. Even the liberal ABA, when she was confirmed for the Seventh Circuit, said she's highly qualified. And then to also be an incredible human being with unimpeachable, unassailable character. That's Amy Coney Barrett, and you will not recognize her after the left smears and attempts to degrade and exhibit their bigotry toward her and her family. It's despicable, it's inhumane, but Amy Coney Barrett, what a great pick. What a great pick.
Congressman, I look at Judge Barrett and I look at Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden, we're told, in fact, I read this earlier today, we're told that his Catholic faith influences his decisions. And I don't know if that involves his unbelievably strong support for abortion on demand or not. But Judge Barrett's Catholic faith is a bad influence on her. I'm not kidding you. Two articles side by side, wasn't the same writer, but it's just ugly, it's crass, and it's just flat out untrue, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it is. I mean, look, There's no constitutional basis. In fact, it's unconstitutional to even, quite frankly, bring up her religion and try to turn it into a religious test, which they're already doing. It's despicable. It's embarrassing that they would sink so low. But then the other thing is, there are people of faith all over this country. Yes. And we all act. And she has been a judge now for 3 or 4 years, probably written 100 opinions or so. And if she has any doubt in her mind, and I believe she's an honest person, but if she ever said, I can't rule the way that I think I should rule as an objective jurist here, her duty is then to recuse herself. Mm-hmm. But she's going to be great. I mean, I trust her. I trust her with the keys to the Supreme Court, and I think every American should as well.
So Congressman Andy Biggs is joining us. Congressman Biggs represents an area out in Arizona near Phoenix, and that's where I first became connected with him when I was helping some friends out there on KFYI, and I'm thrilled that he's been able to keep up some sort of long-distance relationship here, Congressman. It's nice to,
exactly.
to have you. Now, listen, one of the things you have talked about, and I think it's brilliant, is the idea of using the RICO Act to crack down on some of these violent people, these rioters across America. Can you explain to everybody how that could possibly happen?
Yeah, so first, quickly, so people understand, the RICO statutes were designed to get at organized crime, and then seize their assets, their civil assets, so they don't get unjustly enriched from their organized crime. So what you do here, and even Mayor Lightfoot of Chicago has said the rioters are coordinated. They're coordinated. Mm-hmm. Well, the term organization under that statute is very broad, Jeff. It's very broad. And so you have two people that conspire to do something. Guess what you have? You've got an organization. And if there's money involved, if they're receiving funds or using funds, now you can go after their assets, forfeit them, take them from them. And what that does is it dissuades them from acting. And the other thing is, ostensibly, you hope that you can reimburse the victims of some of their crimes. So mm-hmm. it's a way to get after them in a very quick way that brings them some immediate, measurable harm, which causes deterrence. And let me just tell you, you start seizing their assets, and it spreads throughout the rioting community, if you will, and dissuades them. It deters their action.
Yeah. Is there any indication that the Department of Justice is, in fact, going to do that?
It is my understanding that they are looking into now the organizers, if they can find organizers of these riots, that they are investigating. Yes, that's my understanding.
Okay, well, that would be just phenomenal. I would be derelict in my duties, Congressman, if I didn't ask you about the debate the other night. Many of us looked at it and thought, wow, so the president's up against two guys. Interesting. But what was your takeaway from that?
Well, I think people who liked President Trump still like him, and people who are going to vote for Biden still vote for Vice President Biden.
God forbid! Don't say that again, please. Oh, what a terrible error!
Yeah, what happened there? I think I had a Freud. Yes, horrible
terrible,
error.
Terrible.
Yeah. So when you look at that, the question is: was anybody moved? I'm not sure anybody was moved, mm-hmm. but I will tell you if you get past the vitriol and the dramatics of the whole thing, the histrionics of the debate, I think you'll find that President Trump did make some great points, some salient points mm-hmm. about what he's accomplished, and pointed out the distinctions between Joe Biden and what he has failed to accomplish. And I think you saw some beautiful wedge things develop on the Biden side, where he tried to put as much distance between he and the Bernie team as possible, yep. which actually causes a wedge for the super left. But by and by, we're going to see, hopefully, a President Trump and a Republican House, Republican Senate. And if that happens, hopefully we can bury this ridiculous Marxian revolution that's going on in our country today. And I cannot emphasize how important it is for people to understand that that is exactly what is taking place in our country today. It's an attempt to overthrow the United States. And people say, oh, that's hyperbole. Well, it's not hyperbole. Their stated goal is Marxist in nature. They don't like the free market. You like the free market. I like the free market. I like working in the free market. I like going out and getting a job and being rewarded for the work I do. Mm-hmm. They don't want that. They want a wealth transfer. They don't want you to have the opportunities to make choices in your life. They want the government to be making those choices in your life. That's the distinction that's here. And I think as you go back and review and you get past the histrionics, you're going to see there's a marked difference between what Joe Biden wants and what President Trump wants. And don't forget, Joe Biden was hiding what he wants.
Absolutely. Well, Congressman Andy Biggs, it's always a pleasure to have you on with us. We look forward to doing it again soon.
You bet, Jeff. Thanks so much. Always good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. That is Congressman Andy Biggs, and Andy actually represents the 5th District out in Arizona, which is Phoenix. He is one of the leading conservative voices in the House and has been for a good period of time. Interesting comments, I think, especially about Judge Barron's. It's going to be nasty and ugly in a way that we haven't seen in a long time. Now, I know many of us are thinking, well, all right, so Neil Gorsuch, it was here or there. It wasn't a big deal. Brett Kavanaugh, forget about it. They were throwing tons of crap against the wall just to see if anything would actually stick. Now, what do you do with an Amy Coney Barrett? She is a brilliant attorney. She was a brilliant and very widely respected law professor, and she has been a highly esteemed federal judge. She meets every qualification. She's a good person. She's married. She has 7 children. 2 of the children she adopted from Haiti. She also has 1 child with special needs. Well, here's the problem, though, Jeff. She believes in life and preserving life. And that's what this is all about. It is about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the culture of death that has absolutely infected the Democrat Party. They have driven any pro-life Democrat out of that party. You cannot be pro-life if you are not in favor of abortion on demand, if you are not in favor of the vile, disgusting things that Ralph Northam pitches and apparently was willing to perform. If you're not in favor of those, you can't be a Democrat. And if you are not in favor of those things, then obviously you shouldn't be a judge. It's shameful and disgusting what the Democrat Party has become. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.